Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the other day, Henry McCain travelled to County Fermanagh to take a bath, but this wasn't any old bath. It was a sound bath. And we must warn listeners that the following report includes sounds of Henry playing with his rubber ducky.
My name is Stephen Cox. I'm the manager of the Marble Arch Caves in County Fermanagh.
Stephen, we're inside the cage. We've just walked down many steps. How many steps?
154 steps to enter into the cave. And then when you come into the cave, obviously, as you experience, it's an immersive experience when you come in underground. A very different environment, subterranean environment. Difference in the air and the water, the sounds, the whole atmosphere is very calming and soothing.
I actually feel like I'm in an Indiana Jones movie. Quite a few films and TV shows have been filmed here. Describe it. What are we looking at?
We're looking at a million-year-old cave formed naturally by the waters and the rivers around us. It's an active river cave, so it's always alive. There's rivers flowing through, the sound, the drips from above. The water flows down Culca Mountain, through the cave system, out into Claddagh Glen, and then on into Loch Earn. The water itself, I suppose, has come from the peatlands above. The drips come from the ground above and the landscapes around us above ground. When you come underground then, we've a 1.5 kilometre of show cave. It does extend further, areas that we can't access, but the tour and the visitors are brought through 1.5 kilometres of show cave through the natural formations of the underground world.
It's absolutely beautiful, it's stunning, and we're going to try something completely different. What are we going to do?
We're going to do sound baths today. It's a complete immersive sound experience. Again, we encourage people to tune into the natural environment around them through the water, the sound, the drips, the smell, all their senses, and immerse and just be at peace with nature. It's a lovely environment to come and just walk through and stay calm and listen to the sounds of nature.
I am Tessa Ann.
Tessa Ann, tell us about what we're about to do.
The experience that you're about to hear is one of my sound healing spa experiences, which I deliver as a tourism experience provider for Discover Northern Ireland. So what I do is I deliver sound-based wellbeing experiences and to take them to lovely places like this where we can benefit from the acoustics of the space but also benefit from the lovely instruments that help us connect with the space too.
So I'm going to have a sound bath in a cave. I've never been in a cave like this before and I've never had a sound bath. What is a sound bath?
So people will describe a sound bath in their own way, but you could liken it to feeling that you're so relaxed that you feel as though the sound waves wash over you or you float within the waves, and I gather that that's where the name would come from, but people will describe what a sound bath is in their own way because each experience is very, very different, but bathing in sound is probably a nice way to put it.
So we're going to describe some of the different instruments here. What do we have here? What's this here?
So you're looking at a Tibetan singing bowl. Would you like to hear that?
I'd love to.
Yep. Because we're in the cave and you can hear a lot of background sound from the lovely drips and the water rushing through as well, I'm going to use a particular type of stick to play the Tibetan singing bowl so we can try and cut through some of the other sounds.
That is beautiful. And you're going to show me another instrument.
Yes. So just down below your feet there, or below your feet, at your feet, we've got the crystal singing bowl. And it's a lovely sound, especially in these caves. So tap the bowl, and then I sound the bowl around the top to make this lovely drone sound.
That is beautiful. I feel kind of in harmony with the cave, with something anyway.
Well, that's the point of these experiences too, is to help people connect in with the energy of the cave, the sound of the cave, as well as promoting calm and relaxation. Henry, I think the sound bath has already begun. with the beautiful sounds that you hear in the background, the drips in the cave and the water rushing through. But we'll enhance those sounds, or we'll certainly invite you to connect with them even in a more deep and meaningful way with the sounds that I'll play. So to begin this session, I'm going to play what is called the Ting Shaws.
That is absolutely beautiful. I feel very relaxed here in the cave. So we're now going to do something else, and we've got absolutely stunning scenery with fresh water just falling on top of us. This is so beautiful, and we're only 2 hours from Dublin. I can't believe everything has to be from Dublin, but hey, here we are. What are we going to do now?
Play the resonant tones of the Tibetan singing bowl.
That was beautiful. I actually felt like I was in church with running water.
We'll move on now to the crystal singing bowl, which sounds slightly different.
I could just stay here all day. I mean, wow, that was really something quite special.
So I'm bringing forward now the gong. And the gong is such a beautiful sound. Well, I think so anyway. And I feel that it carries well within the walls of the cave.
I'm so at peace now with nature. All the issues I face every day, charging my car and any other issues, have just gone. I feel like I've gone back in time.
One of the other instruments I like to play in my sessions is the drum. So I hope you enjoy the sound.
Unbelievable. Unreal. I can now understand why there's such a fuss about this whole soundscape world. We really are experiencing something totally different. And now we have another instrument. What do we have here?
We have the rain stick. Now, the rain stick will complement the lovely sounds that are happening right now in the caves.
That really did wash away everything, not just the water from the cave landing on me. I feel incredibly relaxed. You do this all the time. Mm-hmm. Why do you do it? Why do you love it? And what do you take from it?
Well, for me personally, it helps support my well-being while I'm supporting others. Because I get to come to lovely spaces like this that have such natural sounds and acoustics, those sounds really support the work that I do. So it means then that the spaces and these places support the work that I do. And I get to travel around many different parts of the country with these sounds. And that's a bonus to me, because it then begins to help to tell a story. But telling a story while promoting calm and well-being and relaxation, and also this idea of connecting people to place through the experience of sound.
I think it's a very calm and very unique experience in Northern Ireland. There's lots of other, I suppose, sound experiences and unique experiences around Northern Ireland itself, which are amazing for people to come and see, which all can be found on Discover NI. I think Northern Ireland itself is a very unique place to visit, very natural, very authentic place to visit. And again, you're in one of the oldest, probably, studios in the world. It's been formed millions of years ago.
And I just got a big piece of raindrop on my head because I'm in a cave.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's not a raindrop, it's natural water.
Natural water from above ground, yes.
I created a show for Armagh Planetarium called Sound Journey Under the Stars. And it's actually happening this Sunday, at Sunday the 2nd at 5 p.m. So it means then that people actually travel up from Dublin as well to view it, if that helps.
And they can experience this.
They can experience it. It's a two-hour show.
Very relaxed, Henry McKean there, and as you heard there, no longer concerned with such trifling things like charging his car. So if you are driving on the M1 and you see a News Talk van, we understand it's broken down. Maybe you could give him a lift.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.